I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ian, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as soon as I saw the word violent criminals there, I thought, oh, this is too over the top. This has to be a parody. What are you guys up to?
Well, I mean, you know, I think if you look at some of those billboards, the other one that's really made a lot of noise online is protect pregnant men from climate discrimination. We're really trying to bring attention to, I know, what is climate discrimination? That's the genius of it, right? It's these are things that progressives and far left wokists are probably going to start saying at some point. We're just, you know, getting ahead of them and letting people see where this is going next. And, you know, certainly we've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter, as I just heard you all talking about, where, you know, people are confused and some people say, "What? Well, wait a minute, is this a troll? Is this serious?" And all kinds of, you know, visceral reactions online. But I mean, look, this is what we've been seeing in this country for, you know, really the past several years, where, you know, it's the far left, right? And I'm not talking about, you know, left of center individuals or traditional liberals, but this far left woke ideology that is not only changing our language, but using those changes in language to change policies that are extremely detrimental to, you know, the safety of our cities and our communities, the safety of our children, the integrity of our borders and our social safety nets. And we're trying to bring attention to this and, you know, let people understand exactly what is going on and really using the words and the phraseology of the woke left against them. Mm-hmm.
Well, if people then go on Twitter or they start talking about it there, that's where we saw it. And the listeners were pretty riled up. I guess it serves its purpose there. But people that don't do that, how do you see it reaching them, Ian? Are they just have to engage with others to see what's happening with this, I guess.
Well, you know, one of the great things about, especially when you're talking about billboards, is it goes beyond social media. So, I mean, if you think that, you know, people are talking about this on Twitter. Well, not everybody's on Twitter, but certainly when they're, you know, when they're getting together for a weekend barbecue or whatever, they're gonna talk about it, and it's gonna be a conversation piece where, hey, did you see that sign on, you know, on the highway talking about violent criminals and compassion and respect for violent criminals? What is going on with that? And so the idea is really to get people talking about this, to get people having conversations, mm-hmm. so that they can understand exactly, you know, where this country is going if, you know, as we say, we don't stop the insanity. And quite frankly, I mean, you're seeing it everywhere when we talk about, you know, the gender issues or giving puberty blockers to young children, which are irreversible, can cause all kinds of health problems down the road, cross-hormone therapy, which, you know, you end up seeing a lot of people regretting this later on. And, of course, when they come out and talk about how they regret it, well, you know, the far left wants to cancel them for explaining,
yes,
their
exactly.
experiences. So, you know, whatever happened to the whole lived experience thing that we constantly hear from the woke left? Only when it's their lived experience is it important. If it's somebody else's lived experience, then it's not important. So if you have a young girl that, you know, regrets having a double mastectomy at 15 years old, well, you know, they don't want to hear that because it doesn't fall in line with their agenda and their ideology.
Was it you two? You put out the film, and it's visual. We play that; it's auditory too, of these young women training to shave a tenth of an inch off. Then some guy runs up with a man bun on, who looks like he's only a mediocre runner at that, and he crashes through on the finish line. So you're also up to that. People should not call the 202 number then, right?
They can call the 202 number if they want. You know, it's up to them. We've gotten all sorts of commentary. But, yeah, I mean, that adds a powerful ad, and I think it shows, you know, just how far down this hole we've gone, where, you know, we had Title IX passed in order to protect women's sports in part, right? And you know, having the ability for, you know, women to and girls to compete in sports, go to college, fulfill their dreams of being collegiate athletes, all-American athletes. And now that is being utterly destroyed by this crazy right. ideology where, yeah, we're going to have men, biological males, competing in girls' sports. I mean, that is so insane. If you roll back the clock, not 40 years, but even 15 years, even if you brought us to 2007 and people were saying that this was permissible, everyone would have looked around and said, you are absolutely crazy.
Ian, let me interrupt and ask you, though, too. Now, this has to be costly. Are you putting these in swing states, or why Cottman Avenue here in Philadelphia? How did that happen?
Well, you know, I mean, Philadelphia, obviously, has a significant crime problem, and we wanted to bring attention to that. I mean, there are other places throughout the country that have crime issues that we're going to focus on. You know, we are not – our focus is not on elections. Our focus is on raising awareness of these issues. So, you know, our ads are currently running in states in the Southwest, but, you know, we're certainly going to expand that. You know, a lot of what we're trying to do is get as many eyeballs as we can on it. So we've got Detroit, we've got Chicago, we've got Atlanta, Houston, Philadelphia, you know, cities where you have the highest populations. But also when we're talking about crime, I mean, you've got these ultra left woke prosecutors that, you know, they're letting violent criminals go. They're not, you know, they don't have to pay bail. They get to await trial. Mm-hmm. They're not prosecuting crimes on the books. They're making it harder for the police to do their job. And quite frankly, what they're doing is they're making these violent criminals feel comfortable and feel immune from prosecution. And what does that result in? It results in, you know, higher murder rates, higher violent crime rates. We've got a 25% the murder rate is at its highest in 25 years. I mean, think about that, 25 years, because you have prosecutors that decide, you know, the way we're going to reform the system is simply by not prosecuting these crimes.
That's exactly right. Well, Ian, congratulations again. I think you stumped a lot of our people here until further review. But I would tell you, it was off the hook, the number of people that saw this, and now how clever it is, and it will get people talking. So we'll look forward to see the next batch.
All right, stay tuned.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.